A word for you from Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Everyone who seeks to deceive his neighbor does not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and they weary themselves to commit iniquity. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. Let lying lips be put to sound, who speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house, wrote King David. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Do you like being lied to? We are being subjected to the most pervasive tsunami of disinformation in history. This includes Hollywood's distortions of history, myths and legends propagated in school textbooks, half-truths, distractions, glaring omissions, selective focus, fictional incidents, imaginary anecdotes, prejudicial language, stereotypical characterizations, inverting reality, manipulating emotions, politically correct parrot cries, stock phrases and mantras to demonize the victims and to justify aggression, trivializing the main issues, ignoring key issues, focusing on side issues, reinforcing deceit with manufactured versions of the past. We are being bombarded with disinformation. We are failing to understand the context of our histories. We need to rediscover the real facts, the real people, the real history, so that we can counter Satan's deceptions of the nations. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Our highest priority on earth is to understand the times and to know what God's people should do. It is to fulfill the Great Commission. It is impossible to fulfill the Great Commission without understanding the times and knowing what God's people should do. For us to teach the nations to obey all things that the Lord has commanded, we need to understand how Satan is deceiving the nations. Truth does not fear investigation. Remove from me the way of lying. The truthful lip shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for the moment. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. These are the things you should do. Speak each man the truth with his neighbor. Give judgment in your gates for truth, justice, and peace. Therefore, put away lying. Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth.